it's Thursday. I'm Matthew Laria, and you're watching the Faith for Life broadcast. Let's pray and release faith over today's broadcast, and then we're going to get right into the Word. Father, we do thank you again today for your Word. Lord, we ask you today for revelation of your Word. We ask you for grace and help to receive your Word and to put it into practice. See it work in our lives. And Lord, I pray over everybody watching the broadcast today, Lord, and I just thank you that they'll be blessed and helped and ministered to by your Spirit today in a powerful way through the broadcast, and I do thank you for it. In Jesus' name, amen. Now, all this week on the broadcast, we've been doing a series of teachings entitled Calling Things That Be Not As Though They Were. And I want to go back over here to Romans chapter 4, verse 17, and let's look at our foundation text again. It says there, as it is written, I've made you the father of many nations before him whom he believed, even God, who quickens the dead and calls things that be not as though they were. The easy to read says it like this, as the scriptures say, I've made you a father of many nations. This is true before God, the one Abraham believed, the God who gives life to the dead and speaks of things that don't exist yet as if they are real. And so this is referring to God calling Abraham the father of a multitude, or the father of multitudes, before it existed. And two big things that it means to call things that be not as though they were. Number one is you speak of things that don't exist yet as if they are real. Things that God has promised to you that don't exist yet, you speak as if they are real, as if they do exist already. So with symptoms on your body, you don't call your body sick, you call your body healed because God's promised you that. With symptoms of anxiety and depression on your mind, on you mentally and spiritually, you call yourself peaceful. You call yourself joyful, even though it doesn't exist yet. This is what it means to call things that be not as though they were. And when you're doing this, you are calling things into being. Now, what is the opposite of calling things that be not as though they were? The opposite of that is just calling things the way they are. Calling what is like it is. In other words, I'm so sick. My body hurts so bad. I have so many symptoms of anxiety and depression. We're broke. We don't have any money. I'm so depressed. I'm so anxious. What am I doing when I'm talking like that? Well, I'm not calling things that be not as though they were. I'm calling what is like it is. And friend, this will not lead to your victory. This will actually lead to defeat in your life. You can't overcome obstacles. You can't walk in victory if you're going to use your words and just call what is like it is. Jesus said, if you say something and believe it, you're going to have what you say. And so, no, we can't call what is like it is. We have to call things that be not as though they were. Now, in Exodus chapter 23, in verse 23, this is God's promise to the children of Israel, to the first generation, about the promised land. He said this, he said, my angel shall go before you and bring you in unto the Amorites, the Hittites, the Perizzites, the Canaanites, the Hivites, the Jebusites, and I will cut them off. He's talking about, I'm going to lead you into the land. I'm going to cause my angel to go before you, and my angel will drive out all the people that are there. In verse 28, he said, I will send hornets before you, which shall drive out the Hivite, the Canaanite, the Hittite from before you. Verse 30 says, by little and little I will drive them out from before you until you be increased and inherit the land. Now that was God's promise to them concerning the land. And so they need to be calling things that be not as though they were, in line with what God said to them in this verse. Now, in Numbers chapter 13, they went to spy out the land, and they came back and said this, the people be strong that dwell in the land, the cities are walled and very great, Moreover, we saw the children of Anak there. The Amalekites dwell in the land of the south, the Hittites and the Jebusites, and the Amorites dwell in the mountains, and the Canaanites dwell by the sea and by the coast of the Jordan. Now, what are they doing when they're talking like that? They're calling what is like it is. They're basically saying, we can't go in because of all of these circumstances. The cities are walled and there's giants there. Now, Joshua and Caleb said this, they stilled the people before Moses and said, let us go up at once and possess it, for we are well able to overcome it. Now, that is calling something that isn't like it is. Because in the natural, they are not well able. They don't look well able. They're outnumbered. They're outmatched. And so that be not. They are not well able in the natural, but they are calling themselves well able based on what God promised them when he said, my angel's going to go before you. I'm going to send hornets before you. Well, if God said that to you, then you are well able. But they don't look well able. They certainly don't feel well able. In the natural, they aren't well able. They're outmatched. Joshua and Caleb decided to call things that be not as though they were based on what God promised. And when they did that, the men that went up with them in verse 31 said, we are not able to go up against the people, for they're stronger than we. Now that may be a fact, but it's not faith. They are calling what is like it is. Faith doesn't do that. Faith finds out what God says and then calls it that way even when it doesn't exist. They said, the land through which we've gone to search, it eats up its inhabitants, and all the people we saw there are men of great stature. Everything they said was factual, but what they're doing is they're calling what is like it is. And friend, they did that, and because they called what is like it is and didn't call things that be not as though they were, they never went into the promised land. They missed out on the goodwill and the good plan that God had for their life, and they ended up dying in the wilderness. Now, Joshua and Caleb, the one who's called things that be not as though they were, and said what God said when it didn't look real, when it didn't exist, they went in and enjoyed the land. And so if you call what is like it is, you will miss out on the things God promised you. And this is why the enemy will supernaturally tempt you to call what is like it is. When you are feeling depressed and feeling anxious, he will be right there on your shoulder, right there by your side, endeavoring to get you to just talk your symptoms and talk your problem and call what is like it is, because he knows if you do, you will miss out on the things God's promised you. And so when negative things are staring you in the face, it's challenging on the flesh to do this. And the reason is because you have to call it this way when it doesn't look this way or feel this way. And that's hard on the flesh to call things that be not as though they were. And so the enemy tempts you and pulls on you to just call what is like it is, because he knows if you do that, you will have what is. And you won't enjoy what God's promised you. You know, Keith Moore was ministering to a woman one time who had stomach cancer. Somebody had asked him to go visit her, and so she did. And I believe that she was also a minister, and he had knew of her. I believe they were acquaintances on some level. And he went into her room, I believe it was at the hospital, and she was laid down flat in her bed and just looked skinny, is what he said, I believe. And was laying down, and she was so weak that whenever she had said something, she would whisper it, but it was so faint that you had to get just a few inches away from her mouth to even hear what she said. She was very, very weak. And when he came into her room, she said this to him. She said, Brother Keith, and I'm not going to whisper it like she did, but she's whispering in a very low voice. And she said, Brother Keith, I'm so weak. I'm just so weak and I can't do anything. I can't even sit up and I can't hold any food down. I eat food and then I throw it back up and I'm so weak. Now, you don't want to judge that woman because you're not in her shoes. But looking at the story and looking at the example, what is she doing? She's calling what is like it is. And friend, you don't get victory like that. The children of Israel didn't get victory like that. This woman didn't get victory like that. You won't get victory like that. And so the Lord impressed upon him that she needed to change what she was saying. And so he said, sister, he said, I want you to do this with me. I want you to repeat after me. And he said, you can take your time, you know, take breaks in between words if you need to, but I want you to say this with me. And he said, I want you to say, I'm strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. And so she did it. And I believe he said that she had to take breaks in between words sometimes to catch her breath. She was that weak. She's laying down flat on the bed. And so she got through the first declaration and he said, good. He said, when you get ready, let me know. We're going to do it again. And so he took her through that confession again and he did it again and they said it again. And the more they said it, the louder she got. And the more they said it, the less breaks she needed to take. And I think it was some 30 minutes or so to where he said she was sitting up in the bed and making that declaration so loud, saying it so loud that you could have heard her outside of the room. What was she saying? I'm strong in the Lord and the power of his might. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Now to say that when you're laying down and weak is to call things that be not as though they were. You're not calling what is like it is. You're calling things that be not as though they were. And so when she did that, it started to have effect on her body and in her life. And then she's sitting up in bed and much stronger and talking much louder. And she said, Brother Keith, I just can't hold any food down. I eat and I just throw it, my stomach's so weak and I just can't hold any food down. I eat and I throw it back up. And he smiled and he said, okay, sister. He said, well, we're never going to say that again. He said, I want you to say that I have a strong appetite, because she was saying, I don't have an appetite. I have a strong appetite. And when I eat food, it stays down. And what is she doing if she says that? She's calling things that be not as though they were, not calling what is like it is. And so friend, you can say something that's factual, but it's not faith. And when we're talking about doing this, when we're talking about calling things that be not as though they are, we're not saying that it's not that way. We're not saying that that woman wasn't weak. We're not saying that she couldn't keep food down. We're not saying that it's not that way. We're acknowledging that it is that way, but we don't want it to be that way. And so we're not going to call it that way. We're going to call things that be not as though they were. A lot of times people will hear that, hear this principle, and they'll say, well, you're just pretending like it's not this way. No, I understand that it's this way. I'm acknowledging that it's this way, and I don't want it to be this way because it's not God's will for my life that it be this way. And so I'm not going to call it that way. Yeah, you might have every depression, every symptom of depression and anxiety. We're not saying that it's not that way, but God doesn't want it to be that way in your life. Certainly you don't want it to be that way. And so let's not call what is like it is. Let's not call it that way. Call yourself peaceful. Call yourself joyful. And so we're not pretending like something doesn't exist or like something's not there, but I'm not going to call it the way it is if I don't want it to be the way it is. I'm going to do what Abraham did. I'm going to find out what God says, and if that's not a reality in my life, I'm going to call things that be not as though they are. Praise the Lord. Now, to do this, to call things that be not as though they are, is to talk differently than the overwhelming majority of people on the planet. In fact, if you call things that be not as though they are, you're going to talk differently than the majority of Christians on the planet, because most people aren't talking like this. The world isn't talking like this. Religion doesn't talk like this. They call it like it is. They talk what is. They talk what they see. They talk how they feel. My back hurts so bad. My anxiety is so terrible. My depression is acting up. This nation is such a mess. What are they doing? They just talk what is. They just call what is like it is. And so if you're going to do this, if you're going to call things that be not as though they are, you're going to talk differently than most everybody talks on the planet. But this is the principle that God has taught us to apply when we don't see His will manifesting and coming to pass in our lives. That is when we call things that be not as though they are. And I want to say this to you again. Faith doesn't call what is like it is. Faith doesn't just sit there and talk the problem and talk the symptoms and talk what it sees and talk what it feels. Faith doesn't talk like that. Faith finds out what God says and calls it that way when it doesn't exist. Praise the Lord. Now, as we're closing today's broadcast, I want to remind you of these three things. Number one, the opposite of calling things that be not as though they were is to call what is like it is. Number two, you will be supernaturally tempted by the enemy to call what is like it is, because if you do that, you will miss out on God's good promises for your life. And then number three, if you're going to call things that be not as though they are, then that means you're going to talk differently than the majority of people on the planet. But the good news is it will lead to your victory. Praise the Lord. Let's pray. Father, Lord, we do thank you for this powerful principle working in our lives. And Lord, we make a decision today to not talk like the world. And we are not going to call what is like it is. We're not going to talk the symptoms. We're not going to talk the problem. We're not going to talk what we see and what we feel. We're going to find out what your word says, and we're going to call things that be not as though they were. And Lord, I say this over everybody watching the broadcast today. I call them healed. I call them strong. I call them free from every addiction, from every bondage. I call them free from anxiety and depression. I call them peaceful. I call them joyful. I call them prosperous. I call them victorious over every attack of the enemy. And Father, I do thank you for it in Jesus' name. Amen. Friend, thank you so much for watching today's broadcast. Now, don't forget to come back tomorrow for Friday's edition of our Faith for Life broadcast, and we're going to close out this series entitled Calling Things That Be Not as Though They Were. We'll see you then.